635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour, hour number one, here on this Friday, June 12th, 2026 edition. I got a flyer this morning from Brian regarding the Iosco County Republicans. They're having their 2026 Lincoln Reagan Day dinner coming up not this Saturday, but next Saturday, June 20th. It's going to be held at the VFW post in Oscoda, 240 Chrysler Drive. The doors will open at 6 o'clock. They're having a cash bar reception starting at 6. Dinner, $35 per person at 7 p.m. You also, if you want, can join the party. There's information on this flyer. Just text me, let's say, IC, Iosco County, IC, and I'll send you the flyer. You can call Maureen, 989-362-4747. You can tell them that you're coming, reserve. You can fill out a form, or you can just call her, RSV, that you'll be there. You can write a personal check made out to the Iosco County Republicans. Perry Johnson appears to be the only gubernatorial candidate that will be attending the event. So if you'd like to come and hear Perry personally, maybe ask him some questions. Also, State Representative Mike Coakley will be there. And others, is what it says. So, if you want a copy of this, just text me, IC, Iosco County, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, June 20th, at the VFW Post in Oscoda, Michigan. I appreciate, Brian, you sending that to me. Greatly appreciate it. We'll talk about it over the next week. Make sure we get good turnout for you guys. Make sure that everybody gets the opportunity to come and meet, hear from Perry Johnson, and ask him the question. So again, text me IC, and I'll send you the flyer. I want to get back to this story about the Speaker Matt Hall floating a four-month budget patch if the budget negotiations fall apart with Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The main reason, Hall said, he laid out a series of budget priorities. He said he sees no Medicaid crisis that warrants any new taxes or raiding the rainy day fund, especially since the House Republicans saved Medicaid. Hall contends that Governor Gretchen Whitmer is concerned new restrictions on Medicaid will result in less money at the state level coming from Washington. Those fears, concerns, would require cuts in services to lower-income residents if replacement revenue isn't found. She's pushing for new taxes. Such increase in taxes that he refers to as sin taxes. Hall, the Speaker, Republican majority in the House, is saying no. Instead, he insisted that lawmakers could balance the budget by cutting at least $800 million in waste, fraud, and abuse, not only across Medicaid, but child care, autism services, food assistance, ghost employees that are still being factored in the budget, even though there are no such employees on the books. And also, underused state office leases. There's no threat of any kind to Medicaid funding, changing it in a negative way heading into 2027, Hall said. If they want to talk about solutions to what we do in 2028, 2029, and 2030, then it's time that we make a deal. If you want to look forward to Medicaid in those years, we want property tax cuts. Hall claims that the Democrats are simply putting out scare tactics. How about let's going through the dollars, the money, and actually see how much is going toward Medicare and Medicaid this year? The Republicans and I believe there's enough money to fully fund it. Hall continued, all we had to do was make sure some minor changes to the state's Medicaid law, and guess what? We're getting all of the money from Washington, all of it. Even the amount that goes to fraud, we're even getting that money. We hear this year after year after year after year from Democrats that there's been no changes to Medicaid. In fact, we're getting more money this year than we've ever gotten before. It's one of the reasons that some of these Democratic budget proposals are so high. It's because of all the Medicaid money that's coming into the state. Democrats claiming that there's huge cuts is simply not true. Paul criticized what he described as self-testifying in welfare eligibility alone would be a reduction. That may be true, but it's the people who no longer qualify for it and therefore should not be receiving the money. Saying that the state should do more to verify people actually eligible and also provide proof of citizenship before benefits are distributed. Hall said that the state should crack down on people receiving benefits in multiple states, for example, and some actually spending their SNAP benefits entirely outside the state for extended periods of time. Referring to the House Bill 6013 that passed out of committee last week. Well, of course, every Democrat voted against it, except for the ones that snuck out, Hall said. Additionally, Hall singled out child care and even autism services as areas where he believes the state should investigate at least $18 million in potential child care savings from moving from an enrollment-based child care payments to attendance-based payments. Michigan is number 6 in the country for money spent on autism under the Medicaid program. Other states, for example, Minnesota and Ohio, along with the Department of Justice, has uncovered a massive flaw where these providers are getting all this money from the government for officer services, then providing false statements for their treatment and pocketing the money. They're coming up with lists of all these names of kids that are not even attending child care. But yet they are still pocketing the money. That's exactly the type of investigation we need to do here in Michigan. I believe it's going to save a lot of money. It's now being spent fraudulently. We've looked at it. We found that they are actually spending $18 million. But I suspect before we actually dive deep into it, it could even be a lot more. In addition, Speaker Hall said the ghost employees that are still on the budget in state government, Hall wants to completely eliminate funding all of it. He argued that state workers are not returning to the offices at the levels the administration claims. He said that the departments are assigning names to desks rather than actually proving workers are actually coming in. Hall wants a more uniform statewide return to office policy with workers coming in at least 3 days a week to do the jobs that were traditionally full-time office-based jobs, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Now we can't even get them to prove that they're there 3 days a week. He added that the state should reduce the number of leased buildings that it pays for because these offices aren't even being used. Michigan, the state of Michigan, owns roughly 400 buildings and leases another 400 million, or excuse me, 400 more. Spending millions of dollars on leases for buildings that are not even being used. Finally, wrapping up his press conference, Speaker Hall was very clear. The RX Kids program will not receive any new or restored funding. Criticizing the cash assistance program following last week's House Oversight Committee hearing, he said the program allows for payments to go to people regardless of income level, alleging that some of the payments have actually gone to undocumented immigrants who have spent the money on drugs, alcohol, or gambling. They got $270 million last year. Before that, $20 million. Well, they don't need any more money, and the Republicans are going to cut it. We're going to wrap this up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, hour number one, wrapping up this idea being floated by House Speaker Republican Matt Hall, saying if he can't reach a deal for the budget with Governor Gretchen Whitmer by the July 1st budget deadline, he may propose a four-month patch. This would go basically, theoretically, starting October 1st at the stroke of midnight, September 30th, would give them enough money to operate the state for October, November, December, and January of next year. Paul says that he believes we will elect a Republican governor and the Republicans will take back the Senate majority. What they then could do is get sworn in on January 1st, 2027 and hit the ground running, laser focused on finishing the remaining 8 months of the budget. February through September, Paul says, could be done within a matter of a couple of weeks if we had a Republican governor and a Republican majority in the state Senate. That way, the state of Michigan would only have to tolerate 4 months of this governor's final year as our governor. We wouldn't be stuck with an entire 12-month budget from Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, the problem, according to executive director of the K-12 Alliance of Michigan, Robert McCann, called the suggestion by the speaker not only as illegal as it is irresponsible to the state's 1.4 million K-12 students. The suggestion that the Republican leader is willing to blow through the statutory July 1st budget deadline infuriated the education community. Education community is actually pushing for a completed state budget so that local school districts can adequately plan for next year's school budget at the local school district level. McCann finished his statement saying that the deadline is not optional, and it is certainly not contingent on the speaker getting everything he wants. Well, McCann, I understand totally what you're saying. But here's the problem you have. Republicans control the House. Democrats control the Senate. And Governor Gretchen Whitmer is serving her last term as a lame duck governor. She can't call for any political favors because she doesn't have any to offer the Republicans. The only thing Governor Gretchen Whitmer can do is give Hall everything he wants and sign it. With him floating this four-month budget patch out, puts him totally in the driver's seat. Okay, if you can't give me everything I want, we're only going to pass a four-month budget. We'll give us January fully funding the government, so with a new Republican governor and hopefully a Republican majority in the state Senate, we can finish off the rest of the year. We'll take care of February through September, but it'll be the Republican numbers and the Republican programs that will be funded, not the Democrats. So you can say whatever you want, Robert McCann. And school districts, well, there might be a little surprise there. They could actually pass a school aid fund budget only. You want stability? You want to know what the numbers are for the entire school year? Here you go. But the general fund, where the majority of the money is being spent every single year, could end up being a four-month budget. Novel idea, never seen it before. In over 14 years of being on this microphone, don't believe I've ever seen anything like this. So it's going to be very interesting to see where this goes. We'll continue to follow it, see what they do. But it is definitely floated out there. And we should see actually where this goes. Some boys wanted to sell lemonade. Well, it's kind of interesting because in the process, they actually helped present a bill. End up helping the state legislature write a bill. State Representative Cam Cavett made quote of the day yesterday by MERS News Service. We shouldn't be squeezing kids with unnecessary fees and regulations when all they're trying to do is sell a few cups of lemonade. We'll get into this story in the third hour. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield coming up. George Washington's farewell address. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Perry Johnson, the Trump conservative for governor. I'm an outsider businessman, not a career politician. I spent my life bringing quality and efficiency to over 60,000 companies. In fact, they call me the quality guru. My first priority as governor will be my mega audit, the Michigan Efficiency Government Audit, that will find the fraud in state government and Jocelyn Benson's election office and eliminate it. By implementing my mega audit, we will save the taxpayers millions and return it to you with my 4747 income tax elimination plan and property tax reform. My Perry Johnson 4747 plan will put 4,740